blessing. Thank you, Anna. What a blessing. Amen. Do appreciate everybody coming back tonight, and we have a special treat for you. Not only are we going to have preaching, but some testimonies from these men that a lot of times when we think of these guys that come on deputation, these men that come with helps don't come as rookies. These guys are guys that have been in the trenches and have been doing it and doing it and doing it. And then one of these helps men have gone to their place and made sure they believe the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Amen. And then they bring them over here and allow us to be able to take part in what they've already begun. And so we want you to hear about it. And then Dr. Knickerbocker is going to talk to us about it. Amen. Dr. Knickerbocker, you come and then you introduce the guys. We got to hear from one this morning, but we'll hear from the other three as well. Amen.
Amen. We are glad to be here for more than one reason. One big reason is this is our last service before they go home. They are excited. Amen. And Brother Paul, why don't you come at this time? I think I said you were first. And Brother Paul, Jean-Ronald Paul from Haiti, and got a great testimony. We'll hear him. And then right after him, Brother Chiru from India will come up. Right after him, not yet. You can come up and sit up here if you want. There's plenty of room. And then why don't you come up here and just sit up here. And then Brother Eric Chando, Michando Changwa. There, I said it all four of them, didn't I, huh? Come on up, brother. He's going to give a testimony. He's from Kenya, Africa, down by Mombasa. Very strong area with Muslims. And he used to be a Muslim leader, actually. So he got quite a testimony there. Well, you'll hear these fellas. They got 5 minutes each or less. Okay?
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity you give me to share my testimony with the church. I'm from Haiti. My name is Jean Ronald Paul. I was born in a family that used to use voodoo. By the grace of God, may I serve the Lord. I have 12 when my father passed away. I was sick a young age. I call 4 years after, I call one pastor missionary. Is my country, pray for me and God save. It was the church that formed me and take care of me until I finished my classical school. After God called me, I joined in the Bible college for 5 years. I take care my bachelor degree and master degree with Cornerstone University, Florida, Orlando. Church is the biggest family there is. I have been married by the grace of God to one woman for 15 years. Her name is Mary Georgette George Paul. We have 2 children, 1 boy and 1 girl. I am pastor of Spring Day Baptist Church, 17 years. After my graduation, God called me, I'm trying to evangelization. First time God used me, I preach the gospel, I evangelized. 25 people come to Jesus and accept Savior. Now I planted my first church step by step. Now I am pastor, 7 churches planted in the mission. I have 1 orphanage that has 25 children. that we take care of. My family members and friends help me. I pray God can open the door for me, for the children. Now I have many difficulties. It is very difficult for me, for us, that the food is very, very expensive in Haiti. Sometimes no food, no water. Pray for us. I have one Bible college where we train pastors and workers in the mission to evangelize and preach the gospel. We have a school public where children can learn and read and write. You can see the picture in the board there. Brothers and sisters, I request your prayers for my family where we work full-time in the ministry. Pray for my very difficult ministry in Haiti where voodoo, witchcraft, kidnapping, poverty, and misery and anger make in my ministry is very, very difficult. 2020, the gangs keep my car and put the bag in my hut, me and my wife. They put us in the sugar country for 7 days, no take a shower, no food, no eating. In Haiti, when the gangs kidnap you, if you have big money, he gave you the good food. But if you're not rich and no food, pay the ransom, reclaim, or die. By the grace of God, my family, me and wife, collect $10,000 US for liberation. After we will give back. By the grace of God, we have life. After the kidnappings, God gave me and my wife a new vision. We have begun new phase in our ministry. We started teaching the word of God in the prisons. When God saved the people, amen, we give the Bible. We need prayer for the big ministry purpose only. We have 100 prison, 100 prison. No outside purpose. We need prayer for this ministry. Please continue to pray for us. Pray for my family. We continue. We don't give up. We continue to preach the gospel. Continue to preach the word of God. Continue to plant on the church. Please pray for us. Please pray for us for stability and the politics of our country. Pray for my family. Pray for me. God can open the door for after earthquake on 14 August 2021. We have two churches destroyed. Now we have one church. We are finished on the block, and we need. I pray God for God can help me for the roof for the one church. Thank you so much. I want to share with you one my favorite passage. You can read to your house, Philippians 4. Philippians 4:16. Thank you, Pastor. May God continue to bless the church. May God continue to bless your family. Thank you so much.
Good evening. Good evening. I thank God, and this is the privilege and honored to be here. And also I express my sincere thanks to Pastor I knew your church 2006, but I didn't see. I was praying. Because my friend Dr. Peter Tumai, he was studying here. Dr. Peter Tumai is my best friend. Amen. Through him, I know your church. My prayers with you. Amen. But God allowed me tonight, I could see Landmark Baptist Church member. I really thank God. And also, I would like to express my heartfelt thanks to Health Ministry connected with church. We are the blessed, and we could travel in different places, in different churches. I was praying for 20 years to come United States. God answered after 20 years. This is my second time visit the United States. Amen. Well, before that, I want to respect and honor, this is token of love, through greetings from my family and from Dr. Peter Tumai, I want to give pastor to come and give this small token of love. This is the respect in our local, and we respect VIP people. We welcome them and we give them. So please don't mind everybody, I cannot give you, sorry. Well, my story, I will not go very far because you may contact today, we may not have available books. Miracle and Mission, Sir Nikobaka wrote second volume, third volume is on the way. You can see our story, 20 missionary, different kinds of missionary story, and you can read it and can pray for us. Well, my name is Duroy Chiru from Northeast India. Northeast India is very close to Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, and Bangladesh. 1964, my parents got saved. Amen. Before, they were idol worship, and my grandfather's headhunter. I was lost 24 years. Though I'm born in Christian family, I did some activities. But 1992, 6:45 p.m., May 27, God sent me.
Amen.
Because that is the greatest news.
Amen.
If God didn't send me, I may not be here.
Amen.
But after God sent me, I was praying and I asked to God, God, Lord, I want to serve you. God answered my prayer. I had been to Bible College, South India, one of the fundamental Bible College, Berean Baptist Bible College. I completed my course and doing my ministry, 2000. During my study, hardship, difficulties, and problems occur, but God never leave me and forsake me.
Amen.
During ministry, 3 times persecuted by Hindu extremists, but I didn't die. That is a great challenge for me. I'm here.
Amen.
Attempt 2 times to kill me, but God not allow me to kill. Still, God want me to testify all the people and the other nations. 1999, 2006, and 2003. I will not go detailed story because time is running. So, I got married 2004. My wife and me, different community, we never knew each other. She don't know my language, I don't know her language. But God allowed us. Because we have same God, same vision we have. We started ministry, by the grace of God, we planted 7 churches.
Amen.
Even Nepal. And Dr. Peter Tumai is the one, my best friend, we're working together. I'm the sending his church. We have Bible college, and we have sewing school. My wife running free sewing school. She invited to non-Christians, Hindu and Muslim people, women. She got privileged to share the gospel. By the grace of God, six of them saved. Now come to the prayer point. Please pray for our college new land we got. We're going to start there. The building is going on. Construction is going on. Sir Nico Barker had been in 2019 and see the ministry. Please pray for us. And also, secondly, pray for my wife running the school, that's more to get students and to privilege to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Third prayer request, pray for some international students we need, like Myanmar and Nepal and some Bhutan border. We have some students. We don't have scholarship. Please pray for them. We charge them fee $60 per month. And also pray for the building needs. And if you pray for me, and God will provide all the needs. Lastly, unfortunately, very shameful to share, pray for my country and pray for my family. We are looking for new car. Our car is already spoiled before I am coming to United States. And so that God will provide, we can continue to work for the Lord. Lastly, I request 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 is for all of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 for the church and for all of us. We are labor together. I want to walk together with you for the glory of God till Christ coming. God bless you. Amen.
Good evening. Jumbo. Okay. My name, Eric Chondo Machondo Chongwa. I was born in a family of Muslims until I was 31 years when I came to know Jesus. Amen. And this happened when I was coming from my work to where I was staying. On the way, there was a preacher, a Baptist preacher, at a bus stop. And he was preaching there. More than 50 people were standing there waiting for the bus. And he quote a verse from the Bible, John 14, verse 6. That's my favorite verse up now, because it's the one he was used, and I'm using it. That Jesus is the way, Jesus is truth, and Jesus is life. Jesus is the way to follow, his truth to believe, and life to live. Amen. So through these three words, they made me to know that I am following a wrong way. Because in the Muslim, we are told that all Muslims will go to hell if they die, and then their works will be weighed in a machine there inside in the hell. So if you have good works, above 50%, you go to heaven. If they are below 50%, you remain in hell. But this man of God, he said that if you trust Jesus today, you'll be a child of God today. No more hell. So at the end, he said, is anyone here want to give his life to Jesus? I raised up my hand, and I checked behind. No one was raising, it's only me. But because the message was touched my heart, I moved forward. He prayed with me, and he said that there's a church nearby, a Baptist church where I can join, and I did this. So after one month, I went back home. At my home, I was not welcomed because all family are Muslims. My father, mother, and all brothers. We are 7, 5 brothers and 2 sisters. So my father, after sharing my testimony, he said that from today, I am not your father until death. And this is what happened for sure. He died without Christ, and he died, and he refused me to call him my father. After 3 years, my mother brothers and my sisters, all got saved.
Amen.
So I continue sharing the message to them until 6 years. I started a church in my home, not village, in my home. And through this church today, we have 10 churches.
Amen.
Three churches are being pastored by my brothers, former Muslims.
Amen.
So I'm here to tell you that I need your prayers, because Muslims, they are neighbors, they are friends for five pillars, but for the 61, they are enemies. The jihad war. Even if it's your brother, the jihad is inside him, he can kill you in time. So pray for me, pray for Muslims in Mombasa, where I am, that they may know Jesus as I did.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was a blessing, wasn't it?
Amen.
Let's take our Bibles this evening, and we have a few minutes left here. Is that okay? All right. I really wanted you to hear their testimonies. That's what missions is all about, is right what's going on there. Amen?
Amen.
And turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, if you would. 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 15 and 16. 1 Corinthians 10, 15 and 16. Tonight I want to, it's going to be more of a lesson than a, I shouldn't say that. That sounds awful, doesn't it? Than preaching. But the college students will be required to take a test on all that they're hearing tonight. So that'll help them to pay attention, not go to sleep. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15 and 16. Paul writes here, he says, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. What? To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. Paul says, my job and my desire and my goal is to preach in the regions beyond. Then if you go back to Romans 15, verses 20 and 21, he says about the same thing here in a little different way. Romans 15:20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. Now he's saying, you know, I've preached from Jerusalem to Eraclium. I've fully preached the gospel of Christ. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Now, it's not wrong to build on another man's foundation. Don't take that from that passage. Your pastor is building on another man's foundation. Amen? Dr. Carter's. And everybody that takes an established church out there is building on somebody else's foundation. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We got to do that. But Paul had the whole world on his vision, and his desire was to preach, to reach the unreached, and to tell the untold. And that was his goal in ministry, and it's not for everybody, but it was for him.
Amen.
And it's for a lot of people today. There are a lot of people out there that are trying to reach the new areas of the world. And I wonder how many here have heard of the 1040 window? More than the average church. Okay. You're edumacated here. Amen? And before we get too much into it, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for the testimonies we've heard of the marvelous grace of God in working salvation in these men's hearts and then keeping them and helping them to serve you these many years. May we determine in our hearts just to be faithful to you until you take us home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I want to start out tonight with a geography lesson. So everybody put on your thinking caps back when you were in fifth grade and see if you can help me with this. Can anybody tell me what this thing spinning here is? Kids don't see these in school much anymore. But what is this called?
Globe.
Very smart crowd. Around the middle of the globe, there is a line that is the middle of the globe. That's called what?
Equator.
Equator, again, 100%. And then there's lines that go east and west, up, north, and south. They're called lines of? Latitude, okay? Then there's lines that go north and south, from North Pole to South Pole. Those are called lines of?
Longitude.
We got a smart crowd here tonight. This has got to be all the college students answering, right? Back in 1990, a guy named Lewis Bush, who was a missionologist researcher, came up with the idea of the 1040 window. He's the one who coined the term. And it's an area of the world that is 10 degrees north latitude from here, 10 degrees, the first bottom line, then it goes up to 40 degrees. I was telling about this the other day. Some lady says, you said 1040. I thought you were talking about oil, but it's not, 1040. Anyway, so it goes from 10 degrees latitude to 40 degrees latitude, starts in Western Africa and goes all the way to the Sea of Japan. And everything, we want to talk about everything that's inside that box. It's called a window. There are, the Bible talks about people groups in the Bible. It has only 8 words that uses for different peoples that are found. You can find these in Genesis chapter 10, chapter 12, chapter 49, and Deuteronomy 28. And these are the 8 words you'll find. You won't find the other words that deal with people groups in the Bible. These are it. Peoples are divided into families, kindreds, tribes, nations, lands, countries, tongues, and people. Those are the 8 words that describe the people of the entire world. And God, by the way, race is not found in the Bible, okay? I have my ideas of where that came from. But anyway, the racial problem is not biblically based, okay?
Amen.
And enough said about that. Amen?
Amen.
But thank the Lord for this part of the world. And the focus tonight is on this part of the world because it's the most needy area in the world. This area is designated by great poverty, low quality of life, and lack of access to the Christian resources. They have a hard time getting the Word of God. And why is that? Well, because there's so many these countries are run by different people in the world. They're communist governments, Marxist, Hindu governments, Buddhist governments, and Muslim governments that keep people subjugated and keep the Word of God out as much as they possibly can. We know the Word of God is not bound. The Word of God is getting into these countries all over the world. And talk to Brother Scotty Drake, he's been in all these countries. He's won people to Christ in all these countries. He's been all over the place. And it's a wonderful thing to see that God, and you can tell three out of the 4 men here are from that area of the world, of the 1040 window. And they're doing a great work for God there. And God is opening the eyes of the blind. And Muslims are getting saved. And Buddhists are getting saved. And Hindus are getting saved. And it's just a wonderful thing to see God go beyond what we can even do or even think about. In this 1040 window, there are 66 countries. 55 of these countries are considered the most least evangelized. In this box is 66% or 2/3 of the world's population lives in this box. That's 2/3 of the world. It's home to 97% of the world's unreached people groups. Now someone says, what is a people group? A people group is designated by 4 things. They all start with the letter L, which makes it easier to remember, and I'll give you an action to go with each one that'll help you with this as well. They share 4 things. They share the same language, the same lineage, the same land, and the same laws. Now do that with me, okay? They share the same language, lineage, land, and laws. Okay. Now, I didn't understand this. I knew this before I took a trip to India. But we were with one of the national pastors. He said, I want to show you where I live, where I was born. So we went to this little town and little village, and he showed me the very house that he was born in. He says, now I want to take you down to the river and show you something else. So we went down the river. There's an old rickety bridge across it. And on the other side was another village. He said, now the people over there, they speak a different language than we do across the river. They have different laws they live by. They have their own guy. He's in charge of things. He makes up his own rules and stuff. And he just hit me right then. I says, now I've seen it for myself. These people groups that share the same language, lineage, land, and laws. And you know, in India, there are over 2,000 such people groups. The anthropologists have said there in the world there are approximately 24,000 unreached or just people groups. Most, about half of those are unreached. 24,000 people groups. Folks, we don't need 195 missionaries to reach 195 countries. We need 24,000 missionaries to reach 24,000 people groups. It puts a little different spin on missions now, doesn't it? You start seeing the world as it really is out there. And so this 1040 window also is dominated by five major religions. These religions are Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Shintoism, Confucianism. Did anybody hear the word Christianity? Not there. It's not one of the major religions in the 1040 window. And that is why we need to put a focus on that in our missions, I believe, in reaching people in that area of the world. And the world, the gospel has gone almost all around the world. You know, went from England to America and over to Asia. The Filipinos are doing a wonderful job over there. Their goal in 2000 was to start, in the year 2000, start 2,000 new churches by 2020. I don't know if they've accomplished that, but they've come very close. That's a lot of churches. But they're sending missionaries to 30 other countries as well. It's amazing what's going on in the Philippines. And then it's just making its way right across. And India, great things are happening in India. With Brother Peter Tumai is building one of the largest Bible colleges there in India. Our brother here is in process of building a Bible college there as well. And I don't know, someone suggested by the time it gets back to Israel, maybe Jesus will come, huh? But you know what I like is, and let's just look at this really quick in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. Revelation 5, 9, two verses here. Brother Scotty was preaching on this one time, and I've never forgotten it. I use it all the time now. This is a glimpse into the future. Wouldn't you like to know how many people are come from around the world that are going to be in heaven? Well, it tells us the different kinds of people that will be in heaven. Look at chapter 5 of Revelation, verses 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Sounds like the whole world's involved there, doesn't it? Look at chapter 7 and verse 9. Chapter 7 and verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all, say it with me, nations and kindreds and people and tongues. Someone says there's about 7,000 languages in the world. A little over 7,000. The Bible says people will be there from every language. You know what the whole deal of worldwide missions is? It's not that everyone's going to be saved. We know that. I mean, Jesus even said that. Wide and broad is the way that leads to damnation. Many there be that go in there at. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. We know that everybody we witness to is not going to be saved. Every missionary is not going to win everybody to the Christ he meets. But there's a bigger picture here, and I think it's found in Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 4, there it talks about the angels there in heaven saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of might. Almighty, the earth is full of his glory. Is the earth full of the glory of God? You guys must believe the Bible. It is. Would the angels lie in the presence of God? No, the earth is full of his glory. You go to Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God. Your creation of the world's everywhere. Everyone has no excuse to not believe there's a God who our creator. Amen. Now, what that verse does not say, it says that the earth is full of his glory, but it doesn't say the earth is full of his story. Right. Yeah. The story of Jesus has yet to be heard by millions, multiplied millions of people yet around the world. So that's our job, is to do that. And the purpose of missions is that God gets glory from all over the earth. It's not that everybody on the earth is going to be saved. It's that he wants a sampling of every people group, every place in the world, so he can get glory from all the earth. Amen? Amen. Amen. What's your theme? That all the world may know. Amen? Amen? Now, they've got to make a decision what they know. But they don't know unless we tell them. Amen. And that's so true about that. Why is this called the 1040 window? 1040 window. I don't know. I don't know why he called it that. But what do you do with windows? You look in windows and you look out of windows, correct? And you let the light in once in a while too. Maybe it's called a window because there are people in this part of the world that are looking out through the window saying, who will give us the gospel? How can we hear the truth? We want to know the truth, we just don't know where it's at. Maybe it's called a window because we need to be looking into this part of the world and saying, the gospel is on the way. And we're going to see that it gets there. Someone said that a missions conference is the business meeting of the church to decide the fate of the lost. Think about that. Right. The business meeting of the church to decide who's going to get the gospel and who's not. Now, every church can't reach the entire world, can't support every missionary that comes by. We know that. But there are over 10,000 independent Baptist churches across our great land here. And what would happen if every one of those churches got on fire for God and did everything they could to put a missionary on the field? I think the missionaries would be bumping into each other after a while. Amen? Amen. That would be a good problem to have, wouldn't it? Let's see what we can do. Say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about missions? How can I get involved? Maybe you're here and you're a Christian. You say, you know, God saved me. God sent somebody my path, showed me the gospel. I was convicted of my sin. I realized I stood guilty before a holy God, and I put my faith and trust in what Jesus did to redeem me and make me a new creature in Christ, and I was born again. Praise God. If you got a testimony like that, just give a good old hearty amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that good? I hope the whole world heard that. Maybe you're here and you can't say that. You say, I could never be a missionary. I'm a mission field. I just don't know. I don't know if I died, if I'd go to heaven. There's no better time than a missions conference to get saved. You know that? That's what God has done all this for. It's so, you know, it's simple to be saved. Our brother, there was a Muslim standing there surrounded by Muslims at that bus stop talking about that. Man, I'll tell you what. He says that was kind of nerve-wracking because I had 50 people standing around me. They're all Muslims, and I'm up there with this Baptist preacher giving my heart to Christ, being saved. And usually that means death sentence for you. By the way, he never did find out who that Baptist preacher was preaching on that street. Never could find him. He went back looking for him, never found him. You can fill the blanks in if you want to. God wanted him to get saved that day.
Amen.
He knew he was going to come by. He knew he was going to be interested. He knew he was going to be ready. And God has that happening all over the world. And God says, I want you to be a part of this. But if you're here, you're not saved, why don't you come to the altar this evening? Someone will come with you if you need to. They'll meet you when you get here. They'll be kind to you, be loving, and tenderly show you the Word of God and how you can go from death unto life.
Amen.
Christian, maybe you need to come to the altar tonight and say, God, help me to pray for this part of the world. It needs Jesus. Perishing millions of people without the gospel. Lord, maybe you'd have me go there. Just give yourself to the Lord. Young people, you don't have to know what God wants you to do after graduation. You just got to be willing to do what he wants you to do. That's all.
Amen.
And if we have a surrendered spirit, a surrendered heart to God, he will lead you, and it'll be so definite that it'll be so clear as a bell to you. Let's bow our heads in prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and love to us. Thank you for putting us on this earth and allowing us to live here. You haven't allowed us to continue here because we got just after we got, just to be saved, because after we got saved, you didn't take us out. So you've left us here to be a witness and a missionary and a person that has a heart for the people of this world. I pray for the people in the 1040 window. Lord, I pray for people all over the world. It's not that these people are more special, but they're very needy, and this part of the world has not gotten missionaries like the rest of the world has. And I pray, Lord, you'll send many more people. And Lord, just show your mighty power and pray for salvation of many more souls through our national pastors and through those American missionaries that are in that part of the world. Put your hand of protection upon them, Lord. And Lord, use them mightily for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand to our feet tonight. If God spoke to your heart, why don't you step out and come? If you're here tonight and you need Jesus Christ, why don't you meet me in the front? We'll take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven, as Brother Bert sings.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if you're here tonight and you know for sure that you're on your way to heaven, I'm sure that God has spoken to your heart, either about missions giving or about missions going. And if you're here tonight and God spoke to your heart about going, then one of the best things you can do is surrender to His call and just say, God, I don't know what you're going to do with me, but I'm just going to make it public that, God, you called me to do missions work, whether that's foreign, home, abroad, but you know God has spoken to your heart about it. Why don't you step out while the music's playing and just come down and pray and make a commitment to God, and then put it on a card so the church can pray with you. One of the brothers tonight mentioned the biggest family is the family of God. And boy, when I make a big decision, I can't wait to tell my family about it. And boy, tonight, maybe that's what you need to do. While heads are bowed and folks are praying for you, why don't you step out and make a commitment before the Lord tonight as Brother Bert sings.
All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, wholly Thine. May Thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know Thy power divine. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessings fall on me. I surrender.
Savior, I surrender. We have folks at the altar are being dealt with tonight. Let me ask you to do this. Why don't you bow your head? And I know we've been talking about the rest of the world, and even tonight we focused on a 10:40 window. But for us as God's people, you know, I can't help but think about the bus stops right here in Haines City, that somebody needs to be there to preach to them when the bus comes, all that waiting time, somebody to be there to witness. How about Davenport and all these different areas? Well, maybe if we're not careful, we'll get caught up in not just giving, but how about going right here locally? I was encouraged today that the track racks don't have one Merry Christmas track in that rack. Because around this time of year, and when Christ is a reason for the season, we're really good about stuffing tracks and everything we mail out. But sometimes we just need, I mean, listen, folks, I know we need to take the story. God, the earth is full of His glory, so that means His glory is right here in Haines City. And people right here need to hear His story. People in Poinciana and people in Dundee need to hear the story of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that somebody was willing to tell me more than once the old, old story until I came to Christ. Amen. We're going to have one more opportunity. I hope you'll pray there, and we'll sing with Brother Bert.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live.